Ciao, welcome to our podcast on immigration. We are going to be discussing what we think Europe will look like in 20 years' time. My name is Anna and this is our group.
My name is Pilla.
My name is Max.
My name is Jada.
My name is Melissa.
Firstly, we'll be hearing from Estonia. What do you think European education will look like in 20 years?
In my opinion, over the 20 years, Europe will have changed a lot. I think that the education in countries will become more similar. For example, Estonian and Finnish school systems are already similar, but in 20 years' time, even more countries will have the same system. It makes easier for students to go study abroad. I think that in Estonia, we will have more language instruction for refugees and immigrants than now.
Do you think we will have borders between countries in the future?
I think that the borders will have been opened and countries are even more bounded with the European Union. I think that in 20 years' time there will be more refugees in Estonia than now, but there will still be more Estonians than foreign people.
How has culture changed over the 20 years?
In my opinion, different cultures will have been mixed, but every country still has their own traditions. I think that it is already happening, but in 20 years' time, it is even more common.
In 20 years' time, what do you think will happen with the different languages?
In my opinion, every country still has their own languages, but all of the languages will have become more similar. For example, in Estonia, we already have the language that is called Estonish. This means that Estonians use English words as their own. So the words like tšau, okay, thanks, sorry, have come from English and are now used daily.
And now we'll hear from Germany. How will the number of immigrants change in the next 20 years?
The number of refugees coming to Germany every year will decrease in the next 20 years, as right-wing parties have recently been gaining ground. Most people only see the negative aspects of immigration and not the positive. That's why they start voting right-wing parties.
How can integration be improved in the coming years?
In contrast to the increase of right-wing parties, there are currently 700 projects in Germany that help refugees with their integration, and the number will increase in the coming years. Also, well-integrated foreigners can help the new refugees to get used to German culture and language, because they know both countries very well. In 20 years, Germany will have an even more multicultural society.
What problems could be solved by immigrants in the next 20 years?
In Germany, we have the problem that there are too many pensioners and too few workers paying in the pension fund. In 20 years, more migrants will be integrated and will have a job. If more people pay into the pension fund, there will be more pension for everyone. This problem could be solved in 20 years.
We are now going to hear from Italy.
In my opinion, in Italy, the number of immigrants will increase in 20 years and we will become a multicultural nation. With immigration, racism will also grow because most people are very tired of EU, since more and more cities raise barriers and we accommodate foreigners. Also, our people go to another country for research work, so there will be more foreigners than Italians. In Italy today, we are 5 million foreigners, and they represent the 8.5% of the Italian population. In total, we are 60 million. I think that the immigration is positive because it brings culture and the foreigners must be included into the society, but sometimes they don't want to be included. Now we have an interview of Sole, a girl of Syria. When you arrived in Italy?
I have been in Italy for 3 years. When I come to Italy, I didn't know the language, so I had some individual lesson, and now I have more knowledge of Italian.
Do you feel good in our society?
Not all the people are the same. Some people are rustic and you feel different. Other people are friendly.
What do you think about the people that make you feel different?
I think that the racist people are stupid because we are all the same. We have all the same right.
And now we'll hear from Scotland. We think that in 20 years' time there'll be less immigration due to how Brexit will affect our country. However, 62% of Scotland's population voted to remain in the EU, therefore are unhappy with the decision.
Many people feel angry towards the immigrants as they feel they have taken our jobs. However, they are vital to our economy and our health services, as they often do jobs that most Scots don't want to do, such as fruit and vegetable picking, as well as one in four doctors being foreign. This means that if less immigrants are coming into our country, that these seemingly less important jobs can't be done due to lack of workers.
We have implemented a new Scots strategy to help ensure that they are supported and integrated into our society from the first day they arrive. The government also helped to provide money to organisations working with asylum seekers and refugees. They also give protection and help to children who have travelled alone. As we can see by the actions Scotland has put in place to help immigrants to feel safe and secure, even if we're not part of the EU in the next 20 years. Altogether, Scotland is positive, welcoming and supporting to refugees and immigrants, and we hope this continues in the next 20 years.
To conclude, we hope that in the next 20 years that immigrants, refugees and asylum seekers are supported and helped to be integrated into our countries, and we hope people have an open mind towards them. Thank you for listening.